Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studios in New York City on CBS Sports Radio. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Pharrell, along with Carver, Ryan, Mafia in the five hole. 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. We put a podcast out after every show on Twitter at OnTheBenchCBS and at Scott Pharrell on Facebook.com/PharrellOnTheBench and on our website at OnTheBenchCBS.com. That's where it goes out, all of it. We also put up on YouTube and on Facebook the show clips on video in HD from in here in the studio. What else? Instagram and Snapchat. Instagram is On the Bench CBS. Snapchat is Pharrell on Bench. I'm assuming we're going to be kickstarting those in Vegas.
We will be.
So when we're out in Vegas starting next week, we'll be live on Monday night, a week from tonight, on the 29th at 10 Eastern, 7 Vegas Strong Time. And we'll start doing the Instagram and Snapchat while we're out in Sin City. We'll be at the D Casino on Fremont Street with our great affiliate, CBS Sports Radio, 1140 in Vegas, and William Hill, the great sports book. And, of course, the D at the View Bar, second floor, every night, live show in Vegas starting next Monday night. So we're heading out there on Saturday. We're looking forward to that. Don't forget to get the I Am Scott Pharrell app in the App Store. It's free. Download it. I think you'll love it. And I'll be doing some stuff on the app as well in Vegas. Don't forget, on February 24th, Carver High's Aisle Seat Podcast Hockey Show will be live at the Offside Tavern in New York City on 14th Street at 6 p.m. Eastern. Come see the show live, and then at 7, you can watch the Devils and Islanders on the TV and drink with the boys. Should have a good crowd at the Offside Tavern. February 24th, kind of down the road from right now, a little over a month from today. I think what's today, the 22nd? So a month and 2 days. There you go. That should be cool. You can follow Carver High at Carver High CBS and at On Air Mafia. There you go. And the hockey is at ILC Podcast. Did I get all that?
I believe you did.
All right. One other thing. If you don't have an affiliate, your friends, your buddy, your lover, your dealer, whoever, they can't hear the show. They're like, I've never heard of him. They got to hear the show. You got to clear this up. So tell them the easiest way to hear the show without an affiliate or station, just simply download the radio.com app and click CBS Sports Radio. Boom. Or download the CBS Sports app for free on your phone and click the headphones that say CBS Sports Radio. Click, boom. And then you'll see, like, every night at 10 o'clock, you'll see the headphones. It'll say Pharrell on the Bench. Boom, hit it. And then it runs 7 days a week, 365. The network is on there. And then we're also on Apple Music. Just click CBS Sports Radio. Boom. And then we're also on CBSSportsRadio.com. There you go. I think that literally covers everything.
I believe it does.
All right. Let's go back to the 855-212-4227 line brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Adam in Boston on 98.5 The Hub.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, I just wanted my opinion is the reason teams have such a tough time beating the Patriots is, you know, A, they don't give They don't play him for 60 minutes. You have to play him for 60 minutes to have a chance of beating him. The Patriots always, no matter how they start or finish, they always play for 60 minutes. And the turning point for the Jaguars, kind of my point, segue into that, is the Jaguars beat themselves. Their momentum swung when they came out of that timeout in the second half of the third quarter, and they got a delay of game. Bonehead plays, bonehead mistakes like that will always, well, you'll never beat the Patriots when you do that, when you pull a move like that. Your thoughts on that, Scott?
Well, that's, I mean, very true. And the illegal shift, very true. Huge mistakes. I've always said on the show, no one likes to hear it. It's a simple formula. It's in the later stages of a game, at the, you know, money time, the first team to bend is the one that makes a mistake. A big mistake late in the game, always, I mean, 9 out of 10 dentists prefer, you will lose the game. The one that makes the turnover, the mistake, the penalty. Look, in this game, there were several little mistakes. They all added up to a loss, didn't they? I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, a guy's right. The delay game penalty was horrible. The shift penalty, the church penalty, the pass interference penalty, going down the sidelines against Cooks, all those penalties. They only had six, but those in particular were all big, and it cost them, and that's all there is to it. But, you know, those plays, those calls did not, you know, I mean, eventually they scored, right? Eventually Brady scored twice and won the game. But he didn't, I mean, those flags didn't happen on a play in the end zone. In other words, he still had to make the pass. What was it, third down he threw to Amendola? I mean, it was third and goal. It was, you know, if they don't score that touchdown, they kick the field goal, they go to overtime, right?
Yes.
But he threw the touchdown in the back of the end zone. How do you give that play up? You know, they can't run the ball against that defense. They weren't going to run. They couldn't. They ran it once, and then he threw it. So bottom line is you got to stop him. And that great defense, that vaunted, amazing, unbelievable defense. Now, you got to remember, I told you on this show over and over, all week long, they are as great as giving up 42 points to the Steelers. Roethlisberger carved them up like a turkey at Thanksgiving for almost 500 yards and five touchdowns. I don't want to hear it. So if he's going to do it to you, what do you think Brady's going to do to you? Well, I'll tell you what he did. He sliced you like a ham in the deli in the fourth quarter when he was down 10. He sliced you like a ham. He got you twice, cut you like a ham, put mustard on it on a fat hoagie roll and ate it. But he probably wouldn't eat that kind of sandwich because he eats healthy.
That's not part of his regimen.
Probably not.
The reason for me, and this goes, I always think about it like this, and you, the caller before the end of the last hour brought it up. Why do these teams change what they're doing? It always seems to, or make huge mistakes. I'll tell you, it's the same reason why when guys had leads on Tiger Woods in the back nine, they could never finish the job. Why guys could never, you know, those late in the late 90s, those Western Conference teams couldn't beat Michael Jordan. When they're coming down the stretch, they know they're playing greatness. And they just can't get it done. It's just that simple. The Pats are that good. That's just the way it is, unfortunately.
It is what it is. They get it done. And
these teams look on the other side. The Jaguars look at the other side of the field and see a multi-Super Bowl champion. I mean, they came back from, what, 25 down last year in the Super Bowl. What's 10 points to them in the fourth?
You're right.
Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But they still got to do it. It's execution.
Right.
And he does it.
But they get help.
It's the perfect word, execution, because he executes you. Boom. That's it. That's what he does.
And Amendola, you brought up. That guy, it's like you can't find him during the regular season, and then in the playoffs, he shows up, and he big catch after big catch, especially this year with Noah Edelman being in that game, who's usually the guy who gets that big catch, and Amendola was just...
What happened to him?
He was awesome yesterday. He got hurt. He's been done the whole year.
Right.
He hasn't played all year.
Still gets hot chicks.
Preseason, he got hurt.
So, you got to have gigantic onions to take Philadelphia to win outright in that Super Bowl, don't you? I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, don't you have to have huge onions to make that bet at the window?
especially when you see some of the stats that they're throwing out today, this whole Belichick-Brady era where they're, I think, 15-0 in the playoffs against teams that they didn't play in the regular season, which they didn't play the Eagles, and they're like 12-9 against teams they have played before. So that works in their favor. Like the last four playoff games, they've come back from 10-plus point deficits to win. It's just ridiculous, some of the stats they're putting out there today.
Here's why I won't have a problem, and I will go to the window when we get there, and I will make this bet.
Right.
I obviously have 2 weeks to really get myself more to talk myself into believing it, but I am going to do it.
Michael, I know you have a gambling problem. We need to discuss this.
And when have the Pats blown anybody out in any of these Super Bowls? Aren't they always close games? I mean, you go all of them. The Ram game, the Panther game, the first Eagle game, both Giant games, Seahawk game, Falcon game, all close games. Games where there were some numbers and big numbers involved in there, and they're all close games.
So you're just Philly.
Oh, I'm in. I am.
You're all in.
They completely sold themselves to me the last 2 weeks.
You're not going to throw a beer can at anybody, are you?
No, I will not do that.
Can you imagine Carver Hyatt, his first downtown Las Vegas Event Center Big Game Bash? He starts throwing beer cans at people as they're walking by the statue. What's that thing called outside the D? The little guy taking a leak?
The little, the pixie or fairy, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not make any guarantees about Carver Hyatt behavior before we see what kind of conditions he's in when the game kicks off.
I just got to get him on that airplane afterwards. That's all I know.
Roll him there.
One year I went, and all I remember is one year I went when I used to party, and I rolled up to that airport for a red-eye flight, and the guy said, you were there.
I wasn't with you, but yeah, I was there on that trip. We were different flights, though. You guys are going to be on a different flight. You don't have to worry about him getting on.
Okay, well, I was on a different flight than you, but I was with my my mother-in-law.
Yes.
And I was hammered. I mean, strung out.
Right, you're sweating as you're walking through security. And
the whole deal, man. I was absolutely wasted. And all I remember is the guy's like, I get up to the gate, and the guy's like, are you all right, dude? And I was like, no. And he said, are you drunk? And I said, no, I'm strung out. I'm hungover. I don't feel good. And he's like, are you going to get sick on the plane? I said, no, I'm not going to get sick. I'm going to pass out. I said, I'll be out cold before you even close that door on that plane, dude. I promise you. I'm in first class. Just put me in there and I'll be out cold. I won't bother anyone. He goes, get on there and shut up. He let me on. I shouldn't have been allowed on the plane. You remember that, Mafia? I was horrible.
I do remember.
That's the last time I ever drank.
Yeah, that was the last time you partied.
That was the last time I partied, when I went to that gate, and the guy's like, man, holy mother, look at you, dude. You're a mess. I couldn't even stand. I had to, have someone lean against someone. I couldn't even stand up. I was so strung out.
So you were basically only just a couple steps above what I was when we went home in September?
I mean, you were bad that night, but you were just grumpy. You were grumpy hungover. You didn't want anything to do with anything. I was like, dude, have another Tito's. You need a drink. That's what you needed. You were like beat up. I was actually strung out on everything. I had it all going in me. Narcotics, booze, you name it. It was going on. But that was a long, long time ago, Mafia. That's the last time I ever partied.
Probably what, 7 years ago now?
I think it's 8. But I like reminiscing about it because I miss it. I'm just kidding. I don't miss that, being strung out. There's nothing worse. When you're feeling like, oh, I'm going to get arrested at this airport because I was strung out. I was just like, I don't have anything on me, do I? I was thinking the whole time, did I get rid of everything? Empty your pockets. Here, you take it. Mom, she's like 85. Here, you take it. It was awful, but I made it home. I passed out. I did pass out before they closed the door, too. I woke up 7 hours later, or whatever, 5 hours later in Newark. 855-212-4227 if you're strung out.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Always important to have a little stromboli.
Mitchell right wing, going to drive at the goal over to Thompson. Thompson back to Pharrell. Pharrell eating a little stromboli.
I always love that one. I mean, I really do. Can I go to Houston and hook up with this guy, Larry? Larry, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty. I had 2 points about the Patriots. First of all, you look at the roster the last couple of years, really, as dominant as they've been, they're nothing like the Pittsburgh Steelers teams of the 70s with all those Hall of Famers. I mean, you have Belichick, Gronk, Brady, and James Harrison, but James Harrison, he'd be a Hall of Famer based on most his time with the Steelers. I mean, who else really on this roster? I mean, they have some good running backs, but no great running backs.
I won't argue with that. I was just trying to think of anyone. Carver High, would you say anyone on that team is like greatness, Hall of Fame greatness?
Besides those three?
Probably no.
At this moment, probably not.
Chung, McCourty, none
no,
of those guys?
No, they're not Hall of Famers. I don't think so.
Who's Mafia laughing at?
The Philly fan run into the pole. I saw the video again. I can't get enough of that guy. What an idiot.
Have you seen the other angle of him doing
it? Yeah, it's awesome.
How drunk do you have to be? Like, oh, can you imagine that guy, the pain that guy's in? Explain this to me. The guy that punched the horse, you were right. There, 2 weeks in a row, a guy punched a horse.
I knew I saw something yesterday.
But how about the guy that did it? The guy that punched the horse, he's the guy that they showed all the pictures of him today covered in blood at the game. Larry, I agree with you. There's no Hall of Famers. They're not like the 70s Steelers team where everyone was a Hall of Famer. But the guys you mentioned, you know, Brady, Gronk, Belichick, they're all going into the Hall of Fame. So that'll be that. But the guy that was covered in blood, that's just not a good look for him and his resume.
Terrible.
And he got.
I saw he was a student at some college, in, one of the five colleges.
Now, but the thing is with him, he probably thinks he's special, like he's famous now. He thinks he's like a rock star now. But if you look at him, if I'm his father and his mother, I'm thinking, what has happened? What have we done wrong? Well, this kid has turned into such an idiot. Seriously. How much of a drunk idiot loser do you have to be? Like, listen, when I was wasted, when I drank, Mafia, did you ever see me ever do anything stupid? Ever?
No, we did.
Like, at least I did it locked in a suite in a hotel. You never saw me walking outside.
No, you've never done that. You never just, you know, walked around. You never drove drunk. You never decide, okay, now I'm, you know, hammer. I'm going to just fight this guy or, you know, do this. Most of the dumb stuff we have ever done has been sober.
Or
you
closed.
You take more fights sober than you do drugs.
I do, but behind closed doors. If I'm going to do something, it's going to be no one's going to see me do it.
Right. You're not out there just doing stupid stuff in public, for sure.
I mean, if you're this guy, what a moron you have to be, honestly. You just are such an idiot. You look like you're a drip, dude. You're a loser.
What
so,
excuse can you even give? Like, are the horses looking at me funny? Like, what prompts you to want to punch a horse in the face?
You're so drunk and you're trying to impress your friends. And all they're doing is laughing at you or with you. What's the difference? Right? There's no difference when you're drunk. Everyone's laughing with you or at you. There's no difference. 45 years ago, the great George Foreman knocked out Joe Frazier in their heavyweight title fight. And remember, Howard Cosell, down goes Frazier. That was 45 years ago, Monday. And, God, that just makes you think, doesn't it? 45 years ago was that. And then what? How long ago was the Kobe 81? 22 years? Was that right? That can't be, can it? When was the 81? What was the anniversary of that? Anyway, 10 years ago? All right, fair enough. But that's nothing compared to the 81's impressive. There's no denying that. That's special. 12 for Kobe. 45 years ago, the Foreman-Frazier fight. Bob Kraft will do whatever I can to keep Brady and Belichick together as long as possible. Have you ever seen this guy do some interviews? Like, I mean, he's still there, but have you ever seen him do some interviews recently where he hasn't been all there? And he's kind of made you wonder if he's a little loopy? The owner of the Patriots.
I've kind of had enough of him with the interviews, to be quite honest.
Really? What does that mean?
Go stay in your box. Go stay up there in the owner's box. I've had enough of him.
Really?
Yeah, just go ahead. Go upstairs. Enough.
So he says, I'll do whatever I can. In life, you know, the hardest thing is to surround yourself with quality people, even in a marriage, if it's your partner, and then having continuity. Life is difficult, especially if you're doing things at a high level. There's a lot of strong-minded people, but when you have something good going, everybody's got to get their egos checked in and try to hold it together. I've always said that to you, Mafia, right? Like, you got to run with it as long as you can. The show, whatever. I'm not comparing myself to anyone at all, including athletes or dynasties or anything like that. But, I mean, like, Mafia and I have been doing the show a long time together, 10 years, and that's a long run in radio. I mean, they go through talent and producers with talent, like bread and water, right?
They do, absolutely.
So, like I've always said, you stick together. If you got a good thing going, you keep going. I've always thought that of, like, Howard and Robin and Fred, those guys, you know, that was continuity, excellence extraordinaire, right? I've always believed you keep good shows together, good talent together. Is that not about right? I feel that way. Same thing here. Brady, Belichick. I cannot express enough that I agree with what he said, despite the fact you don't like him or what he says. And I find him, he's starting to me, slip a little, whatever. Hasn't he done some people have questioned over the years if he's been drunk or whatever in some of these interviews. So be it. I mean, a guy's partying up in his luxury box. Who knows what he's doing? I don't even care. I'm just saying, like, he's a great owner. That's all there is to it. Class act. That's all there is to it. Nobody's got anything on him, right? He's never done anything bad. But that you can speak of. But I agree with them that when there's strong-minded people, you have something good going, everybody's got to check their egos and hold it together and, you know, keep it together. I believe in that. I really do. If you have a great team, why do they break these teams up? You know what I mean? Run with it until it loses. I've never understood, well, they can't keep them together because of the cap or the – You know, well, you know what I would do is I'd get rid of everyone else except the core. I'd keep the core together no matter what. And that's including that, like, Golden State team. That Cleveland team is not like that at all, is it? That's not a core team. When we come back, I'll tell you about Kevin Love. Blame the white guy. Blame the white guy. That's what they're doing now in Cleveland. The brothers can't win, so they're blaming Kevin Love because he got a cold. Is that really what's happening? They had a team meeting and they lit up Kevin Love and they're screaming and yelling about him leaving the arena early. Oh my God, they got bigger problems than Kevin Love. Isn't he about one of the only guys on that team producing this year? Seriously?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Who gave you Philly, New England in the big game? PharrellOnTheBench.com, that's who. I hit 13 of the last 16 NFL playoff games, over 81%. Sign up now and get all the props for the showdown in mini. Another huge week in the NBA, college hoops, and NHL is upon us. Tomorrow night, Boston and the Lakers in Lipstick City. The Knicks are at Golden State. In college hoops tomorrow night, Clemson and Virginia, Kansas and Oklahoma in Norman. NHL tomorrow night, Carolina at Pittsburgh and Tampa at Nashville, just to name a few. Don't forget the All-Star game is Sunday. Get every game, every day, every sport, boxing and MMA too. Daily fantasy rosters, it's all happening at PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's F as in football, E-R-R-A-L-L, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. 855-212-4227 to get on the bench. Mini leading the Clips, 113, 111, 323 left. Griffin at the line, shooting the second of two and down two to the T-Wolves. I guess this game is in Staples. So Minnesota giving them all they can handle tonight on their home floor. Kevin in Philly, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty, what's poppin'?
Hey, man.
Hey, give me a Coca-Cola. We're going to hold the liquor because I don't want nobody to see me do nothing stupid out here, especially in the age of the cell phone cameras.
That's right.
But, you said two things that's funny and on point. One, yeah, blame the white guy. That's trending right now. And as a kid, I grew up right around the Broad and Girard area. My mom worked at a Merrick gas station right behind Joe Frazier's his little boxing rink. And his son used to get knocked out every day, sparring with guys. And about maybe like 10 years ago, they had a banquet honoring Philly sports athletes. And one reporter kept asking Joe Frazier, is it true your nickname is There Goes or Down Goes Frazier? And he couldn't figure out what he was saying. But what you said was funny because I remember that night. And the guy kept asking him, is it true your nickname is Down Goes? And then it took Frazier about a couple seconds. Then he's like.
So, I was 7 years old at the time of that fight. And so obviously it was something I picked up on later in my years and love of boxing. I've always been a huge fan, as I think the audience knows by now. I love boxing, and I've grown to love the MMA as well, both any kind of fighting. I like the MMA as much as, you know, in the UFC as I still like boxing at the highest level, and I really do like the MMA. I've picked up on it, you know, Mafia. How long would you say I've been following that UFC? Since, I mean, basically right around Chuck Liddell through his whole career.
Yeah, right when I started with you was when we had Liddell and Ortiz in for their rematch, like 10, 11 years ago.
Right, so I've been doing that about, you know, whatever, so almost a dozen years. And I really like it, but boxing I've liked my whole life, and I've been a big fan of it forever. And I'd say I probably picked up on that fight, you know, in history, probably 7 years after that. I started liking it when I was like 14 or 15. I started really getting into boxing. And then by the time I was 21, I was going to fights in Vegas and championship fights. And now, 35 years later, I've been to over 75 title fights. I've been to every fight known to man, and I love it. And so, just Frazier's career, Ali, Foreman, all of those great fighters. What a pleasure for me to have seen them fight. And not only on TV, but to see him fight live in Vegas was even cooler. So I've been through all of that, and I still love boxing. I mean, I got to tell you, last year I thought was a great year for boxing. I had Al Bernstein on the show Friday night promoting the Spence fight with Peterson, and we talked about how great last year was. I don't know. I'm not – right now I have a problem believing that actually that 2018 can live up to 2017 in terms of fights because I think a lot of guys are done. Ward's allegedly done. Mayweather's allegedly done. No one believes that, but – for the time being, they're not fighting, right? Pacquiao looks done, even though he's going to keep fighting. He looks done to me. And so I think the sport's changing more and more. Like, I like watching Errol Spence fight. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a great fighter. I like watching Keith Thurman fight. And I'm okay with Danny Garcia, watching him fight. I like him a little bit. But I got to tell you, not at all. Like watching Hagler Hearns, and Sugar Ray Leonard, or even Mike Tyson, right? You know, those guys are way on a different planet compared to watching these guys fight today. Like, I love watching Lomachenko fight, right? But I also like watching Kovalev fight, and I thought Kovalev got shafted in those Ward fights. By bad judging. But I really, you know, Mafia, you like boxing as much as me, and you like UFC for sure, but you can't even begin to tell me I'm wrong about the boxing game today compared to the names I just threw out there. None of these guys, I don't get excited about any of them, like where I'm just completely, like the best thing that the world could offer us last year was Floyd Mayweather against Conor McGregor. That was it. And I know that 2017 was a great year. There were a lot of great fights. And I honestly don't think that was one of them. That was just a moneymaker is what that was.
No, I agree with you 100%. And, you know, the best fights that we had last year were probably the least promoted and least appreciated. You know, Canelo Triple G was probably a fight that was a couple years in the making that we were waiting for forever. They finally made it. People barely watched because they were focusing on, you know, McGregor and Mayweather a couple weeks before that. So they didn't buy the pay-per-view again. Kovalev Ward, the rematch. They barely promoted it. People barely watched. Some of the best fights last year were missed by most of the fans because boxing has too many guys running it with too many belts, too many organizations, so you don't know who's the real champ, who's the best ones to watch, and when they finally do make the big fight you want, people don't always know when it is. I mean, you hear about Joshua and
Parker.
Joshua's talked about fighting our boy and how that's probably not going to happen this year. It's probably a far-fetched dream.
Wilder.
Yeah, like, well, that's what we want to see. Who cares who you want to fight?
He never fights anyone good. Right. I don't blame him for that. I blame boxing for that.
Right. They don't force the best guys to fight the best guys anymore. There's too many other guys that are contenders for a belt.
I thought Triple G killed Canelo.
I agree.
And that was another fixed fight. That was a disaster. That guy beat his ass.
I thought Pacquiao beat Horn.
Oh, God. I'm going to have a heart attack. Don't even start with me on that.
I was watching that fight on Saturday. They talk about, undefeated in that division. They showed Joe Horn. I'm like, no, he's not undefeated. He lost that fight. That was terrible judging.
I thought it was terrible. Carver High, have you been getting into it more and more?
I'm really looking forward to the rematch of Canelo and Triple G. I know that he killed him, and it was definitely a fixed fight. Still don't know what that one woman judge was doing that night, scoring that fight for Canelo.
Sniffing glue.
I have no idea. But I think that it has the potential maybe to be a really good fight. And like Mafia said, it won't have the shadow over it of what Mayweather and McGregor did, slotting a couple weeks before them late last year.
So 855-212-4227, David in Dallas on the ticket.
Hey, what's going on, Pharrell? How you doing tonight, bud?
Cool, man. What's up?
Nothing, buddy. My Stars just went on a solid streak on the road. They got some points. They probably should have beat Columbus, but they're looking hot, and I think this team's starting to come together. What do you think of them, and also what do you think about teams coming out of the West? Do you think the Golden Knights are going to be able to sustain after the All-Star break? Do you think, you know, Winnipeg's going to keep it up? You know, what's on your mind?
Well, I mean, good call, Dave. I think, first of all, I have to be honest with you. I'm sick of hearing, not from you, but from everyone, that the Vegas Golden Knights are going to collapse. It's time to just eat it. They're a great team. That's all there is to it. They're kicking everyone's ass. All they do is win. They just win and win and win and win and win. They win at home. They're 18-2-2 at home. They kill everyone in that building. They're 13-9-2 on the road. Every time I turn around, people are like, everybody's going 500 or something in the NHL, except they're going 6-2-2 or 7-3. They're always doing something, 7-2-1. They're always doing something positive. We've had this conversation on this show every single week now for 3 months. And we've had Carver High and B-Comp, our NHL guys, talk about it every single week. They just keep getting better and better. Then they talk about, we're going to trade James Neal. No, you're not. You're about to go to the NHL playoffs and be a number one seed. So they are not collapsing. They are the best team in the West. And I mean, literally, if you ask me, hands down. I think Winnipeg is playing really good hockey. I won't deny it. But does anyone really believe that they're going to win the Stanley Cup, the Winnipeg Jets? Honestly, like, does anyone besides people from Pharrellipeg, God bless them, 40 below there, they're not messing around. The women there will beat your ass. I mean, they will chop wood and beat your ass, and they will punch you in the face for season tickets and then drink your whiskey. All I know is I just don't believe them. I don't believe they're winning the Stanley Cup. And Nashville, I think, is legit for sure. I think St. Louis is tough. And, the Sharks just never get it done. And if I have to buy into Calgary, I'm not doing it ahead of L.A. I'm still buying Vegas completely 100%.
I'm in on Vegas. I don't think they're winning the Stanley Cup, but I think it's been unbelievable.
What are you going to do if they do?
I think it'd be an unbelievable story, that's for sure. And, you know, last week we talked about how we thought Colorado would eventually cool off. They're still winning. They've won 10 in a row now as the Avalanche.
I mean, I've been betting on them every night.
It's unbelievable.
And then, listen, if you tell me that Washington, they're playing really good hockey again, like they always do, but they've lost 3 in a row all of a sudden, so everybody thinks they're falling off the face of the earth. That's not true. They're still capable of beating anyone any night. And Tampa Bay on ice, on paper, looks to be the best team in the East. if you ask me, without a doubt. And then, you know, Boston and Washington. But, I mean, I don't believe the Penguins can win three straight at this point. I'm not going to say that at the All-Star break, right before the break. I'm not going to say that they can't do it. I don't think they will, but I don't believe in them that much. But I still have to see, to believe, Washington beat Pittsburgh in a playoff series to ever buy into the Washington Capitals. Are you fair with that, Carver High?
I have to see them beat anybody. I mean, look, like you said, they might not have to go through Pittsburgh this year. We'll see how it goes. But I need to see them win a couple rounds. They never do. They always lose, and they probably will again this year.
All right, so in the last hour, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. They're not going to use Bob Costas. We're going to talk about things that are going to happen in the Super Bowl, you know, predictably, basically. We'll talk about the Patriots dynasty. Here they are again. And another repeat Super Bowl. These teams have met before. Your guide to the Super Bowl. We're going to be in Vegas come this Saturday. All next week, starting Monday night, a week from tonight, we'll be live in Vegas at the D Casino. Kevin Love, we'll talk about him. His teammates are shredding him. Then they had a big team meeting, and I guess all prevailed with cooler heads. Now they don't hate him. But the story behind it is what is interesting. Apparently they had like a meltdown because he got sick and left the arena the other night. We'll talk about that. Plus, riot police before the Eagles game storming the parking lots. That stadium at the Link parking lot tailgate on Sunday was, frankly, an all-day, very dangerous, felonious place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.